possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Apparently, a bus has just pulled up to Flowery Branch. It is dropping off six new right tackles to try out for the position as the Falcons continue to sign guys and bring them in.
When you say bus, did you mean garbage truck?
No. I mean, like one of those big Greyhound buses.
Did the bus say waste management on the side? Now, again, Day-Day shaking his head. You're talking about somebody's career. Like, yeah, whatever, Day-Day. We're trying to find somebody who's been released from another team to plug in and become, you know, a starting,
we need
a
help.
Veteran starting tackle, which
we
lost.
Help is
yes,
what we need.
Grave danger. Is there another kind?
Thank you, Colonel Jessup.
Ryan Hayes, they brought in. He's going to be on the practice squad.
I loved him in the Freebirds, the wrestling group. No, never mind.
That's another Hayes.
That's Michael Hayes.
Michael Hayes. Seventh round pick 2023 from the Dolphins. They brought in Carter Warren, Mike, from the Jets.
Yes, they did.
Who was released, a fourth round pick. And we're saying
six starts in the National Football League.
We're saying this, guys.
Not so good at pass blocking, according to Jets insiders.
Well, let's hope he's better. Look, that's what we're talking about, these guys on the bus. Literally, it feels like, and I use the word desperate, and then Mike went down this dark path of where we are.
Next thing you know, you're telling me that Terry Fontenot is going to hop in a pickup truck and head on down to City Marcus at the Home Depot. Anybody want to play right tackle?
You got the size.
A key?
Jump in here. So yeah, man, it feels that way because they're bringing in all these guys. Understand this. It's reinforcements. I'm fine with it. And maybe some of these guys can play. Maybe they get acclimated. Maybe they help us along the way. If we win games, I do not care. At the end of the day, I don't care. But it is a concern. And I wasn't concerned until yesterday the news became official that Caleb McGarry, you know, was done.
Hey, and Terry, I said this, you know, a lot of the things I didn't like the first couple of years of his stewardship as the GM, I've always given our general manager, Terry Fontenot, credit for the depth on the line. This year, we don't have that depth. This year, the second team looked really weak in preseason action because you saw the second team play and the third team play almost the entire game. You never saw your first team. We saw the second team really get manhandled by our first team defense, and then we saw the Titans do likewise. So that's a concern. You know, look, not Terry's fault because no one could anticipate losing a guy you just gave us a contract extension to for the season and then having one of the better backups in football, Storm Norton, go out. So that's where, I mean, this is a tough position for anybody. Take any of the elite general managers in the league, you know, whether that would be Howie Roseman or, you know, take whoever's running the Chiefs, you know, you name it. So it's just a tough spot to be in. But this is, now hopefully this is going to be, and they get coached up, and we've got the right coaches, and Dwayne Ledford, Carl gets these guys and turns the lemons into lemonade the way Dean Pease did on defense.
It's possible. Let's go, Led. Let's coach these guys up. Practice squad, real quick, before we get into some more stuff around the NFL, and there's lots of news going on, guys, and guys ending up in places where you thought they might not. Kobe Bryant, not that Kobe, rest in peace. C-O-B-E-E, Kobe Bryant, back to the practice squad. And you're going, wait, guys, didn't you guys talk about him? Yes, because he's a three-time first-team all-Big 12 standout at Kansas. And they brought him in here, and he's long, Mike, and I thought he had a good camp. Again, sometimes it's a numbers game. It's not whether you can play.
It's the same conversation we had about Jalen Walker. Now, Jalen Walker's not getting cut. Jalen Walker's going to be on this team and be a star. But a guy who's an undrafted free agent, I've got high confidence in Jalen. But a guy like Kobe Bryant with the C is an undrafted free agent. He's got to not be able to miss practice. He missed the last week and a half of practice.
Too much.
So there you go. Coaches can't evaluate him. So that's why would he perhaps earned a roster spot? Well, now he's on the practice squad. You're making good money doing that, but someone else can always come in and grab him.
Easton Stick is back, guys. Easton Stick is back.
I like that.
Nick Nash is back.
Nick Nash, man. That guy, I thought he was decent at camp, but we didn't get to see a lot of him because he was so low on the depth chart.
No doubt. Ryan Hughes, is that another tackle? The Ryan Hughes, is that right? I'm looking at? Just kind of looking at some of the names here, the guys that are coming back. Now, the one thing that we do have a question about is, Mike, kicker. Is Creed going to be back? What's the situation there?
Well, he clears waivers, and we don't have to waste an extra spot on the practice squad because that international rule they set up.
Yep.
So we'd have him, and I think it's good to have an insurance policy. Look, he's got a huge leg. He just can't dial it in consistently. That's one of the things we saw in the preseason. We saw at practice. He can hit from 65, but he's a 50-50 from 45 and up.
All right. We'll continue to run down these names that some of you are familiar with, some you're not. But again, a couple of offensive tackles added to the practice squad to help this Falcon football team. And again, this is what I was saying about Elijah Wilkinson. He is your best option. Because you weren't going to bring anybody in here and in 8 days have them ready to play against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and have the familiarity that you needed with, number one, the plays, play calling, and what your execution is supposed to be. So you're bringing in these guys. This is break glass in case of an emergency.
Right.
But Elijah Wilkinson is your best option. All right, we got a lot more to get to. Let's get to a fourth and one. Let's start with the Chiefs. Rashee Rice, he's going to miss 6 games, fantasy football players. This comes down earlier today, being suspended for 6 games for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. Mm. We knew that the league was going to come down. We didn't know what this would look like. A lot of times you go 6, he appeals, it's 4. He has accepted it. Okay? So this stems from last year's speeding racing incident that happened in Dallas. And now we know, Mike, how the NFL has come down with the Kansas City Chiefs and Rashee Rice.
You know, we spent a lot of time talking about it when that accident went down because, a lot of us guys who listen to the show, a lot of car guys and a lot of folks who like to go fast. You know, you want to go on an open road, and again, it's never safe. I am not trying to rationalize it, but when you start doing that stuff where you're weaving in and out, people get killed. And you've seen enough videos out there. And the video for this one was they're lucky someone didn't get killed.
No doubt.
So, I mean, if you want to go, you're an NFL player, you got enough coin, go have a track day. Take your boys out. You can go to Texas Motor Speedway. You go to a road course.
Wherever.
And let it rip. But you can't be doing that. And that game is death. And so that's why they suspend them like they did.
Yeah. It's a bad look for the league. Obviously, you don't want your star players being involved in any of that. But it's also just a bad look for him. He's got to mature. And he says he's learned a lot from that situation. And the other thing was, for those who forgot, he left the scene. Like, yeah, they wrecked this car. And then they tried to run and leave the highway. And, come on. Everybody saw you. Kyle Hamilton, guys. Safety for the Ravens. Now the highest paid safety as he resets the safety market. The highest paid safety in NFL history was $21.25 million. Kyle Hamilton, who is an all-pro, by the way. 4-year extension worth over $100 million. So, former first-round pick, certainly one of the best safeties. I think we got the best guy in Bates, but this guy is very close, if not number one.
And if you're looking for pedigree for Xavier Watts out of Notre Dame, who had more interceptions than anybody in college football, he was a big pick out of Notre Dame.
He was.
Brookhaven, by the way, went to Marist. Remember, we had him on the show way back when. But anyway, good for him. That's like making Jesse Bates look like a deal, doesn't it?
It does. And this is what happens. We know the market changes, but when we brought Jesse in, he was the highest paid safety as far as free agency, and you had to cut that check because we absolutely needed him. Meanwhile, what else is going on around the league, Mike? The Micah Parsons situation. Here's the deal. He'll be active. I don't think he plays week 1. How? He's not practiced 1 time the entire Cowboys camp.
And does Schottenheimer have to send a message to his troops? Or, I mean, at this point, the troops, they hate Jerry Jones's guts. They got Micah's back. And is he like Lawrence Taylor, where he could basically show up, you know, in boxer shorts, handcuffed to a bedpost from some stripper, and go out and have three sacks in a night?
He could.
That actually happened, by the way. You can look it up.
He could. He was high, though, wasn't he?
No, that too.
Okay. Here's Dak Prescott about how he feels about the Micah situation.
No, I've got confidence. I've told y'all that well way back when. And I'm just going off of experience, honestly. No different than mine. So I've got confidence in that. Just hoping, which I know he is, he's ready to play. There's been a case of something similar to this the last 3 years, I believe. So if not before, I mean, I guess, right? Not necessarily. I think that's people can take it however they want. I think it's kind of part of the way the guys think and see things around here.
Okay. We will see. No resolution in sight. And by the way, the Cowboys, if you don't realize this, they're the kickoff game. So they're playing
Eagles.
Yeah, the kickoff game is that Thursday. And then we get football Friday in Brazil again with the Chiefs. This is countdown time for them.
I think Dak Prescott had the better year.
So do I. 4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Here's an interesting thing, because people are already asking, is Aaron Rodgers, is this going to be your final year? We know he's going to start in Pittsburgh. We'll see how good they're going to be. Former coach Arthur Smith, our guy here, is now there as the offensive coordinator. Here's what Aaron Rodgers said.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'll reassess all that in the end, but you know, I signed a 1-year contract, so there was there was nothing about in there about playing longer than 1 year. But we'll see how it goes. You know, obviously you'd love to have success and be healthy, and you know, we can start there and have some success, make a run. That'd be really special, and then we'll figure that out come next February.
Hey, Aaron, you want a coffee? Can we help you out there? Orange just said in our ear, is he in a library?
Sounds like it. I mean, that was a weird atmosphere.
Yeah. By the way, is he going to put a big number on the Jets?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because it is personal. And he was asked about his time with the Jets. How would he describe it? this is Aaron Rodgers.
I wish it had gone differently up there, for sure. But you know, I put all I had into it. I mean, I tore my Achilles and battled my ass back to come back to practice to inspire the guys and hope to come back. You know, I put a lot into it, and I'm sorry it didn't work out, but I'm thankful for the couple of special moments that there were had.
Lucky for Aaron, the NFL over the years, although they didn't go public with it, folks around the National Football League Players Association have felt random drug testing for marijuana is no longer a thing, Carl.
It's not.
I wish it had gone differently.
Yeah, there's no doubt he's in a dark room and doing something. There's just no doubt.
Or he's very sleepy.
I'm going to go with A. 404-726-0929. He is completely.
But why is he sleepy?
He's completely laid back, is he not?
Well, maybe that's where you want to be, you know, the week or two before the season starts. Get your chakras right, Carl. Be centered. Your crystals are in the room. You got your head right.
Wow.
Maybe you're in a hyperbaric chamber. Maybe you did sensory deprivation chamber, perhaps. Did your whole ayahuasca. You're good to go.
He's doing all that stuff. Hey, man, as we talk about stuff that is going on around the league, there are some moves. And, again, some worth mentioning when you say, all right, hey, what happened to this guy? Like, Mike, Adam Thielen's going back to Minnesota. He was in Carolina.
You mean Thielen
and Diggs.
That, if you're an old listener to the show, that was one of our things. But, yeah, I mean, okay. He's over there. You got Cooper Kupp in Seattle. You got a lot of guys, kind of some wide receivers that have some skills, but do they have anything left in the tank, I guess, is the question.
Yeah. Carlos Washington has just been announced. All right, he's back. Washington to the practice squad.
Yeah, I like him too. You know, this goes back. We had this passionate conversation with some of our audience about, you know, Jalen Walker. And guys, Jalen Walker can be a superstar, and he may be one of the best Falcons to ever dress out. All we can do is tell you why James Pierce Jr. is getting so much more attention, because he showed out, because he was able to practice, he was able to perform. So even though you didn't maybe see him do some stuff in that first game, he was drawing double teams that first preseason game, he did enough at camp where people that came from around the cover of the NFL have been talking about him, like Lewis Riddick today.
Yeah, and Riddick said he thinks he could lead the league in sacks, which is that's bold. I'd love to see it. I mean, you talk about us falling into something pretty special, that would be it. For all the conversations you've had, we'll never get. Look, well, there you go.
Right.
If that's something like that was to happen – then it would completely change how we feel about, you know, that whole right. edge rush thing, and we got a guy. But we need to have more than one. And that other guy is
right.
you know, the guy that we haven't seen a lot of.
And maybe he's out there at 100% right now, and he's putting the work in, and Ulbrich's already cooking some stuff up for Jalen Walker. We're just not privy to it because a lot of this stuff is now not open to the media as it was when we were up there. So Michael Jarrell, Carter Warren. We picked up a Hayes kid from Michigan by way of Miami, Ryan Hayes. According to D-Led, Carl, a half hour ago, looks like it's going to be all commerce battle for right tackle. Open spot, along with Elijah Wilkinson.
I told you that bus just dropped a bunch of guys off.
It's going to be like a battle royal. Who's going to be King Kong Bundy? And really demand a five count.
That's exactly what it feels like. All right, guys, we got an update. Something going on down in Miami we got to tell you about. Also, we will find out what's going on with Day-Day when we come back here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braves are winning down in Miami, which is good news. It's funny, we had a deep conversation yesterday about Ozzie Albies and was talking about simply the decision at the end of the year to either retain his services or buy him out. And it's cheaper to keep her. And I said that I don't foresee them doing that. And Ozzie is going to be back with this team. And, you know, if things continue, Mike, the way they have here, I think for the second half, he's certainly been so much better with Money Harris has been better. But last night it was funny because Day-Day and Oren, we all were texting, and it was like, was he listening to the show? Sometimes we feel that way because all of a sudden Ozzie came out and was on a tear.
Yeah, man, he provided the offense, and then late they just blew things up once they got the starter out of there. And it was kind of neat to see Ozzie. And, you know, everybody loves him. We all love the guy. You know, he's one of my favorite players. He's just been just brutally difficult at times, but we know when he's dialed in like last night, it's great. Today down in South Florida, they had some fireworks because you had a Olsen home run and somebody came inside on Ronald Acuna. Hmm. Ronald didn't like that, so shades of the old days of Don Mattingly with the rookie manager in Miami. But, you know, cooler heads prevail. It's baseball. No one's going to fight. But we'll talk more about that later when it wraps, but Braves are kicking butt in a big way.
Well, look, I'm not this guy. Because I've wanted Ronald Acuna defended for the last 8 years. But no reason to rush the mound with coming off of an injury to your knee.
Now, the last thing I
need. Just zero reason.
I don't need Ronald Acuna at the bottom of a scrum.
No.
You know, with like the 23rd guy on the Marlins bench on top of
him. Well, I heard this bullcorn announcer, like, if Acuna didn't like that, he would have ran out there and done something about it. Not coming off this injury, player. I'm not doing that. I'll bark at you. I'll let my teammates run out there. But there's a time and place, Mike. There's no reason to get out there and get hurt, which obviously he didn't. Right. All right, man. More to come on the Braves. Day-Day's on the way, as well as we'll find out what's on his mind. As we've been talking about the Falcons guys and this roster, now the practice squad looking like it's getting set. Yeah, look, the thing about this is we are taking on, and rightfully so, more right tackles than normal. Okay? Yes. This is not normal to have this many guys show up and be like, hey, we need you too.
Come on down to Raheem Morrison's house of used tackles. Are you a used tackle cut by another team? A late round pick who somehow has problems with deficiencies in pass blocking? Come to the Falcons because we're in need tackles right now.
Right now.
At Raheem Morrison's house of used tackles.
That's where we're at. So, yes, I mean, some of these guys you recognize on the practice squad, but there are at least three, maybe four guys you're going, wait a minute, why? And doesn't he play tackle? Yes, they all do. But this is part of the process. And by the way, it doesn't mean that they're all going to be here long term. We'll see how this plays out.
No, I mean, guys will work out. And look, as we said a million times this week, man, you know, one team's trash sometimes becomes another team's treasure. Sometimes the circumstances, I don't know who these guys were playing with, what their situation was. Were there guys that were just so much better they didn't get the reps so they couldn't impress? Then you put, you know, some of these guys who, yeah, they're waiver wire guys. Maybe put him next to Chris Lindstrom, they get a second life, right? On the
right
side.
Possibly. Let's discuss this Jalen Walker thing because you keep going back and forth with people. Look, when I said a few weeks ago, did we get the right dog? And I meant it because he's not shown me that yet. He may, and he'll get his opportunity. But as we've had this discussion today, and we started the show by saying, hey, man, Louis Riddick's giving some love to the Falcons, and we told you that he says, hey, look, I think that the guy you guys have in James Pierce Jr. could lead the league in sacks. You just don't say something like that if you're Louis Riddick. You don't have to, okay? So, obviously, he feels really good about the information he's received and what he saw when he came down here. And we just said, this is great. This is great recognition. This is the kind of stuff we need for people to be paying attention. But, Mike, I know you've been going back and forth with guys on this whole Jalen Walker situation.
Yeah, and just for guys who miss, I'll make this one brief, levity and brevity. You know, when we pump up James Pierce Jr., or in this case, we're talking about, so one of the guys, you know from ESPN, who's a personnel, that's his history, he's a personnel guy, says something pretty, you know, that's pretty pretty big, it's pretty bold, you know, about James Pierce Jr. So pumping up Pierce Jr. is in no way a shot at Jalen Walker.
Zero.
Because we know, I said earlier, we know his resume. Guy never missed a game with Georgia. Know how tough he is, know how dynamic he is. We think he could be like our version of Micah Parsons. That's why it was such a shock when he fell to us at 15. But again, because he's been hurt, first it was a hamstring, then it became a groin, as Carl says. We haven't had a chance to see him do the stuff that Pierce has been doing at practice. So, like, for instance, when Brian McFadden is there with CBS, he sees it. You know, when the guys from NFL Network, when Brian Baldinger is there, he sees it. So that's part of it. So the buzz is real about Pierce Jr., but unfortunately, Jalen Walker could probably create some buzz-worthy moments, but hasn't had the opportunity. And now that the practices are closed to the media, you're not going to hear it from us. So that's all it is. So as I said on Twitter, you know, Pierce has a buzz. Walker doesn't yet. Hopefully that will change.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's where we are. And I need both to be great. I hope they are. And boy, wouldn't it be something if one of these guys was in that sack race as far as potentially leading the league? Now, again, if you're going to lead the league, you're talking about 16, 17 sacks, maybe 18. So there is a number you've got to get to. And with the additional game, it does give you another opportunity that, you know, a lot of these older guys didn't get a chance to, the old school guys back in the day. But it doesn't matter, man. I mean, like, have an impact. We need both to have an impact. But I'm not ready to rush to judgment and tell you that Jalen Walker's that dude yet. He was at Georgia. I don't know about the Falcons yet. But I will tell you that James Pierce Jr. has looked a lot more in tune to what they want to do. Now, I'm going to say this too, Mike. in watching some of the practices, guys, and having some inside information about some of the things they want to do with him, they practice some of this stuff. Some of this stuff, you weren't paying attention really close, you might not have realized it. They were running stunts with Jalen when he was out there. There were times when the Titans were here that they were doing things and practicing things that I think we're going to see in games. But they didn't do it every day. It might have been hit or miss, one play. They wanted to see what happened. Another guy gets a sack because of what Jalen did to create it, that pressure, Mike, or he gets a double team. They have ideas about how they want to use him, but right. He's got to prove it.
But, I mean, out of all the days that we were at camp, which I think adds up to about what's 15 days, we got a chance to watch camp. You know, we only saw him with the first team. In some cases, it was walkthroughs. There's only about maybe one day or two that we actually saw him, got to see him going at full speed, and even then there was a pitch count because of the hamstring injury.
That's right. They were being cautious.
Right, and that's why I just feel like some Georgia fan hears that, you're killing him. No, we're just facting you. We're just telling you, here's where it's at. And so Pierce, it doesn't mean like at the end of the day, is Pierce going to be better than Jalen? I don't know. Pierce has to do it when the bullets are real and it's live in about 10 days' time. But he's been a guy generating real buzz. And hopefully Jalen does both. And then we throw in Leonard Floyd and Epic Katie, and we got a pass rush for the first time in years.
Yeah, there you go. All right, guys, hit us up, 404-726-0929. We would love to hear what you think in regards to what we're doing and where we're at right now.
Everybody's so sensitive.
Right now they are. Mike, you know why?
Why?
Because you've told them that we are in danger. You have told them that we are critical.
Would you say we'd be venturing into a zone of danger?
You've told them that we are desperate now. That's why they're sensitive.
Well, desperate teams, Carl, have to do desperate things. And that's when you bring in guys. And some of these guys are Carter Warren from the Jets. He's now on the practice squad. Ryan Hayes, formerly of Michigan and the Dolphins, also practice squad. Michael Jarrell from Seattle, he's going to be battling. D-Led said, it's going to be a five-man battle. You know, I told these guys, it's funny, guy just hit me up, he goes, who's that giant guy? That's Parker.
Yeah.
He's not very good.
Not yet.
Okay, now, I apologize, you want me to lie? I sure hope he gets better. I mean, he's 6'8", 320. You'd think that with the size, he'd just be a natural. He's just not been that guy. And if you watch the Falcons in preseason, the second-team offensive line was, as a whole, not great.
Yeah.
That's a fact, sorry. I mean, what do you want me to say? I mean, now, Coach Ra, he's going to give you all the names like that day you asked about. We're at the press conference. Carl asked about, seems like the second-team offense is struggling out there. And all Coach Ra did was recite the second-team offense and tell you how confident it is about every name. Didn't address the question.
No.
Just gave you the list of the dudes. So that's where we're at.
No, he really did. And Mike and I kind of looked at each other. It was funny because he literally, and this is, you know, this is how you work around this. But he was like, it's really a great question. But let me tell you something. Storm Norton right now on IR, but we have a lot of confidence in Storm Norton. Javon Gwynn, he's been unbelievable in practice and a guy that's working really hard. And Kyle Hinton, he looked, and you start realizing, okay, you just named the entire second team, but you've told me nothing.
Right. And the second, like, that's his prerogative. He's not going to sit there as we know. We joke
because
around.
Because at that time, we didn't know. Well, here's the deal.
This is before the injury.
Correct. Storm was, we knew out. We didn't know about the whole situation right. That was going to play out with the right tackle.
Storm was missing practice. Then we find out, you know, secretly, comes out that he had ankle surgery, 6 to 8 weeks. The good news is, if Elijah Wilkinson, with help from, get by, a little help from my friends at tight end, and your Carl, like, double teams. If Elijah Wilkinson, for argument's sake, wins the job, or any of these guys, if Michael Jarrell or one of these dudes can show out and you can help him out, one less weapon going down the field, but that happens a lot during the course of third downs. We know the team's going to blitz. Okay, can you keep your head above water until the cavalry comes in the form of Storm Norton? Maybe as early as after that bye week.
Now that bye week looks so good.
Yes.
The fifth week of the season, you're like, because we're not playing, and obviously it gives you another week to kind of recoup. C.J. Henderson, guys, we talked about him. High draft pick, first-round corner, getting another chance. He had limited time at the end of camp. He is going to join the practice squad, Mike. So they released him. Obviously, he clears waivers. They're bringing him back to join the practice squad. So the rumor, at least up there, was he was connecting with his teammates. The problem was he just didn't have a whole lot of time to really show his stuff. But if you believe in his ability, and obviously he had it to be a first-round pick, and you think it can help you, let him get into this system, Mike, and then maybe down the road, you know, he's a guy you activate.
Right, because the first-round picks always get that added sort of second and third chances, and that's cool because teams feel that, you know, the talent is there. I like C.J. Henderson. I thought, you know, maybe, you know, having a full year to get rested up and be healthy, and you know, he certainly has the chops coming out of college. That's why he went higher than A.J. Terrell did in the draft. Hey, we'll see.
Want to remind you of a couple of things. One, Friday, we're going to be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Get your Labor Day weekend started off, right? Great food, drinks, scenic views, and we'll preview all the big games heading into the college football weekend, and many of them are right here in our own backyard, right here in the A, man. So we're going to be out there, Twin Peaks on Friday, 2 to 6 in Buckhead, and join us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
How many high noons is our man Day-Day going to throw down? He's going to let his hair down. He may have two.
That's his drink. That's his go-to. I'll have a high noon. What flavor? Pineapple.
Now, again, where we come from, we just, you know, you'd mix the vodka with a high noon, but hey, that's okay.
It could be a different high noon for me on Friday because I won't be here.
Oh, that's right. You're going out to the Colorado game. That's right.
Yeah. There you go. You might be doing something completely different in Colorado.
High noon, all right.
Yeah.
Coming up, speaking of Day-Day, we got some stuff for you. In the 4 o'clock hour, guys, we are going to get a chance to talk with our buddy Connor Riley. We're counting down to the dogs, too. We had a great conversation in the 2 o'clock hour with Chad Bishop from the AJC in regards to Georgia Tech and Colorado. Connor Riley is going to get us ready even more so with the dogs coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Stay right
there. What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we're talking dogs as we get ready for the first game of the season against Marshall this weekend. By the way, Day-Day, we got to get our picks in tomorrow, all right? We do it as a show, Big O, your picks, Mike and I, as we pick three games. It'll all be college football this weekend. Once we get to the NFL, then, of course, we'll mix and match over-unders, point spreads, all that stuff, and we have a lot of fun with it. It's bragging rights on the show. But it also gives us another chance to give you a little bit of insight. So we got to get that before you head out this weekend. All right. Speaking of Day Day, what's going on, man? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I think it's time that we don't just have bragging rights in terms of these things. I think we need to up the ante a little bit.
Put some coin up. I'm down with that.
Doesn't just have to be coin. It could be dinner.
Now, we pay with stakes. Our currency generally is stakes.
Oh, well, I got to talk to Oren.
I very much like to be less out of this.
100%, yes. There was a time back in the day, it was all, remember you go to STK all the time?
Yeah.
That was kind of like our payoff of debt dinner. But now we got even more restaurants here at Colony Square. So, yeah, it's you guys will be on the hook for dinner somewhere if you can't beat Dukes and Bill.
Well, we'll have to have one of our pre-show meetings to discuss if this is what we
No, we can discuss this right now, Day-Day. Carl, I'm cool with this.
Well, all of a sudden, Day-Day's backing down. No, I think we need to do more.
Well, no, I'm
we ain't doing that.
All of a sudden, we got alligator arms over here. The money involved. What's going on with that?
What do you propose?
I'd like to remind you guys that I have two small children and a very bad shoe habit. Yes.
Did you say toe-sucking habit?
Hey,
he did say toe sucking.
That's
habit.
What I heard.
He's a toe sucker.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Shoe habit, shoes.
Oh, shoes! I thought you said toes.
Yeah, I bet you like your wife's shoes.
Maybe it's something like
the ones that don't have any. You know. Go ahead.
Open toe sucking shoes.
I just said the word no.
Now, for guys who missed it yesterday or 2 days ago. Talked about Morgan Fox getting cut. I'm like, why do we draft him or sign him? And I said, he was like, I might as well just draft Megan Fox. Carl goes, what's up with Megan Fox's fingers? We talked to her. She got like she's got like toe-like thumbs, which got us out of sucking toes. Mark Raimondi then hears it with his wife in the car. And we did this whole rant. Mark's like, his wife's like, what the hell's going on over there? Then I end the show yesterday by saying, if you love the show, tell your friends. If not, you're as unimaginative in the bedroom as Mark Raimondi, who won't suck toes.
Suck toes.
Yeah. And I know you heard it, Mark. I know you did.
Yeah.
But that's the sidebar.
Now you're all up to speed.
Yeah, that's the sidebar.
All right, there you go.
O does have a shoe fetish.
He does.
And a toe sucking.
Why do we call it a fetish?
Because that's what it is.
That's the wrong word to use.
That's what it is.
I think we start calling Big O. It'll be now called Quentin Tarantino. He loves to feet.
I'm a weird dude because I like buying shoes.
Ain't all you like.
Hey, man, you dig bunions too, you creep.
Day-Day, what's going on, man?
It's Rex Ryan over here.
What's the latest you guys have ever stayed up to watch a sporting event that wasn't related to baseball, football, or basketball? What would you say?
Probably some international competition. I know that when the Olympics was overseas,
true,
I stayed up to watch that. But it's not a regular thing. Like, it's not something I do frequently, but it depends on, you know, what's going on. Like the time change when they were playing in Paris, right? Mm-hmm. Summer Olympics. I would stay up to watch something like that, but not normally.
Not normally.
Yeah.
I get up to, not all the time because you could DVR it, but right. When Lewis Hamilton was going down to the wire with Max Verstappen, I was staying up to watch any of those races in real time.
Gotcha.
So if they were in that whole season, I guess it would be 2021, that whole year I was staying up. I was watching stuff real time from Asia, the however 13 hours ahead, so I was getting up at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, we're not Abe, okay? I mean, right. We know Abe watches ping pong, or as he likes to call it, table tennis at 3 a.m.
Right.
In Taiwan. That's the kind of stuff he does.
On the Ocho.
Well, that's what I was concerned about. I was wondering if Abe was rubbing off on me because I found myself watching tennis.
I'm not an aficionado, but like for radio people, I'm
found myself watching tennis till 1 in the morning last night because Coco Gauff's match lasted well into, I think it was, I want to say, till about almost 10 o'clock.
How's the new serve?
She struggled. She was struggling with it. She was able to pull off the win, but she did struggle. And she talked about it actually with Scott Van Pelt later, which, again, so really I think I ended up being up until about 2 in the morning watching tennis-related content. But when I thought about it as I was getting ready to go to bed, I was like, I don't know that I've ever stayed up this late to watch something that wasn't related to, again, baseball, basketball, or football. So just wanted to see kind of what you guys thought. But, yeah, her match lasted almost 3 hours, and then there was still a match to go. Therefore, I was up till, like I said, 1, almost 2 in the morning watching some tennis. So just wanted to see what you guys thought. Shout out to Chipotle. They have announced that they're adding Georgia and Florida to Ohio State as part of their NIL program in which student athletes will receive free meals for the duration of their respective seasons.
Okay.
So I thought that was pretty cool. So basically, if you're a football player during football season, they're going to have these customized cards that they'll give them.
Okay.
And that will allow them to go into, I don't know if it's participating locations or any locations. I need to do some more research.
Right.
But they'll be able to go into Chipotle and get a free meal throughout the entire football
season.
It's probably
any location because the card will indicate that, you know, you're right. eligible. But yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting.
I always liked that. And when I used to live in Midtown, walk to work, that was my was it the quesarito? That's the secret thing on the menu, it's the burrito. Mm. And it's like wrapped in a quesadilla. You ever had that? Oh, it's magic.
I like the bowls. I do like
the bowl. Yeah, I'm a bowl fan of Chipotle. But I thought that was pretty cool to do that for the student athletes. All right, let's talk about your boy Tom Brady. NFL seems like they're going to lift their ban on him and, you know, him being in the pre-show meetings. Because remember, that was a big deal last year. Like, because of his partial ownership in the Raiders, he was not allowed to participate in the pre-show meetings and things of that nature.
So how can you pay the guy that much money and he can't do the job the way all the other color commentators do, Carl?
Exactly. So apparently it looks like they're going to allow him to now be a part of the production meetings because, again, you can't be paying one of the biggest football networks in the world, paying one of the top commentators or color analysts the money he's making, and he can't properly prepare. So just wanted to see what you guys thought about them doing this with him.
I don't think they had a choice. He was being limited to his ability to do his job. Now, part of this is some people will say, all right, well, then give up the ownership of the Raiders. That's not happening, right? Those are limited opportunities. Again, he's a minority partner. My whole thing was, what's Tom Brady going to get out of these meetings that he can then give, let's just say, to Pete Carroll and win a football game? Nothing. Like, all you got to do is turn the film on. All you got to do is talk to your scouts. Like, it's not like teams don't know what other teams are doing, okay? So I just felt like for him to do the job the way he needs to, Mike, and bring us, like, real inside stuff, like the things that he can mention on a broadcast that, hey, you know what Coach mentioned to me on Thursday, and then it happens in a game, and then you go, okay, wow, that was great.
Right.
He was missing out on that last year. So I don't think they had a choice to try to maneuver this, but I think it's good for him, and now hopefully his broadcast will be better because of it.
I mean, there's just the things you get. You hear the guys talk about it. Greg Olson talks about it. And in the old days, you know, Madden would talk about it. You know, we met with Coach. You know, they talk about this. You then know sometimes there's a secret play coming up, or maybe not so secret because you've got access to some of the things they've been cooking up. So it just makes you better. That's one of the things Romo always talks about. You know, we saw this at practice, Jim.
That's right.
Right? And then there you go. So now it makes sense. I thought it was kind of a silly rule in the first place.
It very much was so. All right, last one I got for you guys as we get ready for college football to kick off tomorrow. We got college football tomorrow. Just kind of looking at some things and looking at the landscape. Not really sold on Michigan or Ohio State, to be quite frank.
Mm.
So it got me to wondering and thinking, how much do you guys believe in the SEC coming out on top as a national champion this year?
I like Clemson in the Final Four.
Clemson.
I like Clemson in the final. I mean, I just felt that, you know, we talked about Klubnik, Carl. We talked about, you know, the defense. I mean, I guess for the ACC, for me, it would be Clemson. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about an SEC team winning it? Yes, an SEC team is going to win it. If they don't, I will give you, and it's not an outlier, it's just because now it's straight rankings. Notre Dame could be a top four seed and get a bye, unlike last year where they had the outside looking in. They qualified, but they didn't get the bye. Notre Dame, and we're going to learn a lot about them early, right? They play Miami. Mm-hmm. That's a really good team defensively. Clemson, Mike's point, loaded defensively. Ohio State guys, they may have the best receiving core in the country, okay? And I'm not just talking about the guys that you know. The crazy thing about Ohio State is, yeah, they're replacing their quarterback, but if Julian Sain is as good as Alabama thought he was when Nick Saban was there and he's transferred, you're talking about Jeremiah Smith and the kid Carnell Tate and Max Klein, who is a tight end that transferred in. They got some guys that can really catch the football. They may be as explosive as they were last year. I just don't think across the board they're as good as they were, which is why Texas has got a good chance to go in there and make some noise. I would tell you that Alabama, Texas, Georgia, and I just hate to pick them, man, and LSU probably have the best shot of getting to the national championship game. But I'm dicey on LSU.
Well, I mean, I'll take you to the Big Ten. I mean, was this year that Dan Lanning in Oregon finally break through? Now, he is not named his starting quarterback, but, I mean, they're loaded. They're recruiting-wise, they've got a bunch of guys. I know they did put some dudes in the league, but, I mean, you know, Michigan, I'm not buying Michigan either. I don't think Harbaugh was, love him or hate him, cheating or not, and they did. That's a different animal. But Ohio State, I mean, that's curious. Is Justin Sain going to be able to step up? Georgia, to me, I'm still confused about this offensive line. I'm worried about the run game. I'm worried, you know, I still don't believe in Gunnar Stockton just yet. Got to prove it to me. Got to prove it to me. Well, so that's why I'm just not as warm and fuzzy on UGA just yet.
Well, it's funny you brought up Dan Lanning because you know what? We've often talked about coaches that kind of got to prove it and get over the hump.
Your time.
It's about time for him to do so with Oregon.
Well, remember, he got a big fat raise just for basically being there, right? I mean, okay, I get it. You had a first-year kind of situation, then you turned it around. You won it. But to your point, like, I don't know if Dan Lanning has exceeded expectations. And so you're right. He's going to have another good team this year. We'll see. They are a top-10 team to start the season. But, yeah, to answer your question, I do think an SEC team. Because here's the other part of this.
Well, it's got to be Sark. Everything you just said about Lanning applies to Sarkisian.
No doubt. No doubt. And by the way, you're not taking a shot at me when you say that. Sark is Sark. Like, seriously. Everybody keeps talking about, like, Sark's got to get over the – he does.
He does.
It's not taking a shot. It is what it is. But I think for the first time, while he's been there, this is his best team.
Right.
When you have your best team, you've got to win it. That's the difference.
Now, the irony is Ryan Day had the best – he had better teams that didn't win national championships. Ryan Day, now he did get some guys, the upperclassmen, to stick around. Still amazing how bad you can look at Michigan in that loss and still win the national championship against the Wolverines. But Ohio
State – they did spend the most money last year more than anybody.
But everybody – see, this is where we get back to. Nobody's talking – at least not on this show. We're not talking about Penn State. And the rest of the country feels that this is the Penn State got the upperclassmen that Michigan and Ohio State have. But again, the same things you just said about Lanning, same things you said about Sark,
it
applies to Franklin because he always finds a way to jack it up in the red zone, in goal to go. They get too cute or they do something silly.
Well, the thing about Penn State is just that. This is his best team. The thing that has changed is you went and stole Ohio State's defensive coordinator and your defense is going to be better because of it. And that's why a lot of people, and I am high on Penn State.
And Drew Aller is pretty good.
I think he's really good. Yeah. I like him. I mean, like if you were going to say, again, that the two teams out of the Big Ten, I think one is Penn State. I do not think it's going to be Oregon or, you know, people talking about Illinois. I still think Ohio State at the end of the day is probably going to be that other team. I do.
All right. There it is. Well, that's what I got on my mind on a hump day, guys.
Yeah, man. Good stuff.
I got money on Clemson this year. I did put some loot
on
Clemson.
Well, you guys know I do like Clemson. I love what Dabo's been doing
this,
up there.
Again, this may be the best team he's had since he won the national
championship. Great defense. Quarterback, you know, Klubnik. Again, they take away. I think so. They've had, even last year, Carl, I mean, that loss to South Carolina, which was, they haven't beat, that's become a thing now.
Yeah.
In state. And, of course, the way they started. But I'm on Dabo this year in Clemson.
Klubnik threw for...
30 touchdowns last year. Yeah.
Was it 30? It was. I thought it was more. I mean,
look it up.
Look, he's got a chance to be the Heisman Trophy winner, and that's another reason why you might jump on Clemson. Hey, man, coming up, you jumping on the Dogs? Connor Riley is Dog Nation.
36 touchdowns, by the way.
All right, that's a good year. Dog Nation, Connor Riley is going to join us Saturday, opening up the season against Marshall. What are the keys for Georgia, and what is he looking for? We'll find out next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.